Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting second, the first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting third, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth, the catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Duke Carmel. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carl Willie. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting second, the right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third, the center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Cal Kuntz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kuntz. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gramas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willie fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Burton hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kuntz, and towards Hubbs, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Gramas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Willie covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hubs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moran is called out on strikes. 1 out. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Willie strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harkness is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harkness is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kunz hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jesse Gonder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Gonder. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Hubs applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gramas is 0 for 1 in the game. Gramas hits a fly ball into right field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burton is 0 for 1 in the game. Burton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snider. Burton reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burton moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Gramas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carmel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carmel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Carmel. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Carmel steals second. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carmel moves to third. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Willie is 0 for 1 in the game. Willie bunts towards the mound. Coons fields it and throws to first for the out. Carmel scores. Moran moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hickman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harkness strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Koontz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koontz is 0 for 1 in the game. Koontz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 2 in the game. Grammas hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Brock reaches second base with a double. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burton hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 0 for 2 in the game. Snider hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carmel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carmel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to second. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Dick Burkell. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Merritt Raynou now catching. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moran bunts in front of the plate. Raynou juggles the ball. That's an error on Raynou. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Willie is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Willie hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Raynou fields it and throws to first for the out. Moran moves to second. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hickman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harkness hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum pinch hits for Cal Kuntz. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Willie covering, for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grammas is 0-for-3 in the game. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brock strikes out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brock moves to second. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Jesse Gonder batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gonder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. Tom Baker now pitching. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunt scores. Cannell moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Duke Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher pinch runs for Duke Snider. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is 0-3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cannell scores. Christopher moves to third. It's 4-0, Mets. Choo Choo Coleman pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carmel is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Carmel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christopher scores. Coleman moves to second. It's 5-0, Mets. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Moran is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to third for the out. Carmel moves to second. One out. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Willie is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Willie strikes out. There goes Moran. The throw from Renu to second, and Moran is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm Sherry now catching. Joe Christopher now playing right field. Rod Cannell now playing left field. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Santo is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams is 0-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hubbs is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.